Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom.
Patty, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? What do you do? Give us a little background.
I'm Patty. I am an X-ray lab tech. I just enrolled in a medical coding class. I personal train, which I love. I'm back into it, and I've laid down some boundaries for myself.
Oh, tell me more about these boundaries.
I went into the schedule at my part-time job, and I basically am only working maybe 2-3 days a week.
Wow, proud of you. So saying yes to you.
Yes to me. You got it.
Love it. So, Patty, how long have you been nutrition coaching?
I'm in my third year. And I love it. I'm doing a lot of self-experimenting because I have goals. Like I want to get off my diabetic meds and just pay more attention to how my body's feeling.
And you have seen amazing, amazing progress, which I want to talk about in a second. But before we do, can you kind of take us back to where your journey began? I know you and I have had conversations about how all of this essentially started in adolescence for you, right? Like your relationship with food being a struggle and your weight being something that you felt like you didn't know what to do with.
Correct. I started young. My aunt would make my uniforms. I went to a Catholic school and I could never get uniforms to fit. So she would make my uniforms and she also made my clothes that I wore every day. My parents sent me away to my grandma's house to lose weight over the summers. I kind of battled all my life. And as I got older, I belonged to every gym in Lancaster. However, there was nothing sustainable. Like a diet, there's a beginning and an end. And I could never wait till that end so I could go through Wendy's fried chicken sandwich and participated in all the help you lose weight contests, biggest loser, whatever. But then I did a lot of thinking and my nutrition never really changed. I was a closet eater, which I find out now that I was a binge eater. Whenever anybody wasn't around, I'd be going to my little cupboard, grabbing my junk food and just eating. Or I'd be stopping at McDonald's or Wendy's or somewhere else. And you really opened up my mind to thinking different ways. And then I just figured that I need nutrition. In order for me to get where I wanted to go, I really had to concentrate on my nutrition because I can do all the exercise I want. And without having the nutrition, I wasn't going anywhere.
So, Patty, you essentially in your adult years resorted to exercise primarily to help you manage your weight. And then you realized, wait a second, this isn't getting me the results I want. So I can't just use exercise alone to reach my goals. I need to focus on nutrition.
Right. Yes, because my eating habits were horrible. I have taken all the diabetic classes, weight loss management classes, but the whole thing was everybody's going off of the food pyramid. And when I switched to doing nutrition with you, they looked at it a whole different way. Like the food pyramid says it's okay to eat your fruits and veggies, but then it also says that you can have carbohydrates with a meal. They weren't telling you that you can't have fruits and carbohydrates because it's one in the same.
Right. Yeah. The pyramid was based off of the biggest piece of the triangle at the bottom was carbs. And for someone like yourself who's a diabetic and has to watch blood sugar, it's an important piece of information to understand that fruits and vegetables are carbohydrates. And while veggies are not very high in sugar, fruit can be. And so for someone like yourself who's watching blood sugar and tracking glucose, we have to manage smart carbs, which includes fruits and whole grains and potatoes and things like that, and not treat them as separate entities.
Right.
So, Patty, when was the first time you started dieting? Do you remember how old you were when you went on your first diet?
Oh, my. I would say my first diet was probably in my 20s. And that was, I think that was like going to Dr. Glaw, who gave you the pills.
So you were taking diet pills?
Yeah, diet pills.
And did any of that stuff work for you?
No, because I wasn't really exercising. And back then, when I was young, I drank a lot. Going to bars after work, going to bars before work. So I had really, really bad habits.
And it sounds like you had some education, right? Like you went to your diabetic classes, you were trying other diets, but none of the education was enough. Why do you think nutrition coaching has been so different for you?
Because it's really individualized. It wasn't like I was in this group with other people and we're all treated the same. We're all taught the same. Where you're measuring and yeah, you can measure for so long and then all of a sudden you get sick of it and you start eyeballing it. And I just had that a couple of weeks ago. We were talking and we changed and I started doing carbohydrate counting to see how many servings a day I was eating. And that was an eye opener. You know, you think you're not taking that many in, but actually you really are when you add it all up and look at it and you keep a food journal.
Yeah, that was a really eye-opening experiment for you, right? Is because we hadn't done a food journal in quite some time because like you said, you and I have been working together for years. And while I like doing a temporary food journal as an audit, you know, I don't ever want you to feel like you have to log and track every single day for the rest of your life because that just sounds terrible.
Right.
But with your experiment, what we did was, hey, let's revisit carbs and see what's happening. And on the days when you're eating more carbs, is your blood sugar higher? And on the days when you're being more mindful about having maybe 3, 4, 5 servings of smart carbs instead of 6, 7, and 8, is your blood sugar lower? Or do you feel better? All of this was trial and error. And tell us, what did you discover from this little experiment?
Oh my gosh. So my first day that I started counting, I went through and counted up all my carbohydrates. And I think that weekend, I think it was like 2 or 3 nights that I went out for a drink and met some friends. And I started adding up the soda. And I'm definitely not a soda drinker. 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it is water. For some reason, I switched to like ginger ale. And I drink it in tall glasses. So they're probably 24-ounce glasses. So I'm getting 3 servings of carbohydrates. And if I go and out with my friends, and very rarely do I ever have more than 2 drinks. So right there, that's 6 carbohydrates servings in just 2 drinks. So I think my first day when I added it up, it was like 14 servings of carbohydrates that I had. And that was really eye-opening. It's like, oh my wow.
And I think this is so valuable because for you, carbohydrates were something that we wanted to focus on. And a lot of people fail to acknowledge that, yes, alcohol is a carbohydrate. And so they can add up really quickly all of those servings. Now, that being said, Patty, as someone who is watching her blood sugars, you and I have had this discussion before, but you're not eating a low or no carb diet, right? You and I had a discussion up front and we said, is that something that you want to do for the rest of your life? And your answer was, no, absolutely not. So we've been teaching you how to incorporate smart carbs in a balanced capacity.
Right, yes. No, I like my carbohydrates. A homemade piece of bread. I like my pizza. Every once in a while, I'll make spaghetti. I love sweet potatoes. I also roast parsnips and other smart carbs. I'm into trying new things too. I like doing new vegetables, new fruits.
That's one of your superpowers, honestly, Patty, is since we started working together, you were always up for experimenting. And at the beginning you said, well, I haven't tried a lot of vegetables, so I'm going to challenge myself by getting one weird veggie each week I go to the grocery store that maybe I haven't tried before. And now that you've been through the gamut, it's how can I prepare this veggie in a different way so it tastes a little different, which has done wonders for your nutrition strategy because you're incorporating variety, but you're also growing the skill of food prep.
Right, right. I'm back again to doing my once a week food prep. I just keep plugging away. Now I'm looking for different recipes so that I don't get bored. Trying to go that extra mile to throw something new in at least once a week for a meal or two so that it's not the same and then I fall off track.
Yeah. And tell us, Patty, what has been the progress that you've seen along the way? So obviously started very young with having special uniforms made for you. And then you went on the diet roller coaster, right? That you probably tried every diet out there and been to every gym in Lancaster. And none of them gave you long lasting results. But here you are years later, and you are down a total of how many pounds?
I'm down 115 pounds. From when I started my journey, my highest weight, I was at 315. And this past weekend, I think I was down to 193.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing. You know, it's so awesome just seeing that body confidence go up, able to look in the mirror and love what I see. I am getting new clothes all the time. So that's so exciting just to see the transformation and all the people and friends out there that see me, they're like, oh my God, girl, you look so good. And that just makes you feel so good and celebrating me. I'm taking more time for myself. I'm setting more boundaries. Yeah. So it's a lot different than it ever was.
Did you ever think you'd get here, Patty, at the beginning when you were struggling with gaining the weight back and losing weight and gaining it back? Did you ever think you'd be here?
No, I thought that I was going to be a statistic like my dad, who died at a young age from a massive heart attack. And I'm just trying to rewrite the story. I want to be different. I want to live past 59.
That's so inspirational, Patty. And you said something in your last response that I want to touch on a little bit, because I think it is a huge part of why you've been this successful. And you said, well, I've started taking care of me and I've started setting boundaries. And I think that to date has been why you have been so successful. Can you tell us about some of the boundaries that you've set that have helped you not only reach your weight loss goal, but you've been sustaining this now for years?
Yes, I have. Well, 2 years ago, my mom passed away and I struggled. That was my very first year working with you. I started out going really strong and then my mom passed away. And that year was a struggle for me. I had to set boundaries. I have two sisters. With them, it's same old, same old. They're always Debbie Downers. They're not positive. And me, I was always the type of very bubbly, outgoing type person. And I just, to be surrounded by negative people, I knew that I didn't need that. The whole process has made me stronger. And as time goes on, everything gets easier. And I'm talking about it and I'm journaling about it. I was just burning myself out and I wasn't doing the things that I had been doing all along, like going to the gym, working out 3 times a week, walking. So I made up my mind that I need to do me. I must take care of myself. And I've really, I think in the last 6 months, committed to myself. And that's what has made me successful. And I think my stress is a lot lower. I'm not worried about anything. I'm doing what the hell I want, when I want, and I'm not answering to anybody. or worrying about what anybody thinks, because I really don't care. It's my life. And as long as I'm happy and I keep doing what I want to do and I keep moving forward and getting stronger, to me, that's where I'm going.
Well, you were presented with a hard situation, Patty. Like, I have this family history, and obviously food behaviors are passed down from generation to generation. So you saw the trajectory that you were on, and you said, I could keep going this route and be unhappy, probably be ill, and maybe not live very long. Or I can change my trajectory, which is going to require that I set some hard lines, make some hard boundaries, and not ask for the opinions of others who are not in the same playing field as I am, right? You're not letting people who are overly negative affect your journey, because we know our environment is the biggest predictor of our success. So if you're surrounded by negative Nancys or people who are constantly questioning your course of action, you're going to struggle. And so you sort of had to put your blinders on and say, this is what I want for my life. It's not that. And so I'm running hard after this, and you can support me and you can rally behind me, or we're just going to have to acknowledge that this boundary exists, and I hope one day you'll join me. But if not, this is what's right for me.
Yeah, right. I've never had any support from family at all.
Patty, given that you don't have support from your family, where do you find that support? Who gives you that?
Well, my biggest supporter is my coworker, Kelly, who is a great friend. I love her dearly. And she's been with me from day one. She must have talked to me for months. And me, I have to analyze everything. And then you get to thinking about money. And I think that's a lot of people's problem, is investing money in yourself. And honestly, Nicole, I didn't ever think, other than a gym, that I would be investing myself in nutrition. And to me, it's the most well-spent money I've ever made. I'm getting stronger. I'm building habits that are going to last me a lifetime. I've been at it for 3 years now. And yes, I have my struggles, just like everybody else. I get to points where my weight is just standing for a couple weeks. And I'm okay with that, because I look at me and I say, well, this is how life is going to be. I can't always lose a pound, 2 pounds, a tenth of a pound every week. I just have to keep working at it and just keep doing what I'm doing every day to become consistent. And as time goes on, things are changing. Like, my thought patterns are changing, the way I eat's changing, me being able to say no to a cookie is changing. And with Kelly, I can call her and talk to her anytime. She has been my biggest supporter, along with you and Patrick. Oh my gosh, you two are so great. And it's amazing how you communicate with each other. You both know what's going on. And I just love that. I'm so glad that I made the decision on my next part of my journey to personal train, because I knew that's what I needed.
So let's backtrack and talk about that a little bit, Patty, because here you are 3 years into the coaching process and you are still investing in one-on-one nutrition coaching. And a lot of people, I agree with you, when I hop on that initial discovery call and they tell me how unhappy they are in their bodies and how they just don't know how to eat without being afraid of food. And then we talk about the financial investment involved with coaching. And of course, that scares them. And they're not able to see the return on investment. So tell us why you continue to invest in yourself even after all this time.
I have a goal. My biggest goal is to get off my diabetic meds. That's my biggest goal. And in order to do that, there's no doctor out there that's going to help me. And I've read lots and lots of books, and I educate myself. And where I work, I have patients that are diabetic that you find out are going through the same exact same thing you are. And we're all struggling with the same thing. And it's food. Our biggest struggle is food. And your doctor is not going to say, well, let's try this. How about we switch this med out for that? No, it's let's add another med. I know it's what I eat. So I knew that in order to break my horrible eating habits, that I needed nutrition, because I've been, like I said, on every single diet there it was out there since I've been a child, and nothing has worked. It's always a 30-day or a 60-day plan. I have never, ever done anything looking at it as a lifestyle for the rest of my life. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. I decided that I needed nutrition. So thus I hooked up with you, Nicole, and I'm like, look, let's do this. I need something permanent. I need a lifestyle change. And these are my goals: to get off my medicine, to be stronger, to be more consistent with my eating, and have it be a no-brainer process. There's nothing worse than taking a cup out of your cupboard and measuring the food that you're eating, or a scale. That is not long-term. That just doesn't make sense. Or Weight Watchers, and I'm going to count points. I've done that too. And yes, for a week or two, you're okay. I just found that I kept falling off the bandwagon, and then you gain more than what you've lost. And that's yo-yo dieting isn't good for you either.
Amen, sister. You need something sustainable. That's what I am all about. All of the things work, Patty, and I think your experience speaks to that. Sure, Weight Watchers will work, and diet pills will work, and shakes will work, and counting points and weighing your food, and it will all work. But the question is, for how long? And right. Do I want to do this for the rest of my life? And everyone I talk to says, no, absolutely not. So then the results that we get from doing those things, they go away.
Right.
And just like what you said, you gain back more than you lost in the first place. Not to mention, you now gain renewed frustration and another epic feeling of failure, which makes you less likely to try again in the future. So you invested in an approach that was a lifestyle, and that's what you and I do when we have our coaching call every other week. We say, what's working? What's not working? What experiment can we try this week to see how we can continue to move you closer and closer towards your big, powerful goal of getting off your diabetic medications? And Patty, you have a motto, you have an expression. Can you share that expression with us?
Turtle style.
Turtle style.
Yes, nothing is going to happen overnight. Trust me, this is a lifelong learning experience. There's no magic pill. It's just trial and error. You're a big experiment.
I love that. And I think your perspective of this isn't going to happen overnight. I'm going to have plateaus, right? You spoke to that earlier. Sometimes my weight just stays the same for a couple of weeks. And that's okay, because this process isn't linear. I need to reassess. And of course, you have me in your corner helping you to do that. But it's not about, I need to see progress tomorrow, because you're playing the long game. This is about how good you're going to feel, not just 10 days from now, but a decade from now. And whether or not you're still going to be agile and moving your body, and whether or not you're going to be taking medications or you're going to be off all your medications. It isn't just about losing weight for 30 days. This is about the rest of your life.
Right. Yes. Good, strong habits.
So Patty, knowing that you have continued to invest in yourself and nutrition coaching, knowing what that has given back to you. So obviously 115 pounds down has opened up doors in your life, right? Opened up opportunities. You said earlier, I'm not waiting for the perfect time. I'm living my life now. Do you think that return on investment is worth it to have the accountability of coaching?
Oh my God. Yes. Tenfold. Yes. Most definitely. When you have somebody that you can go to that's walking beside you in your battle, because I have a lot of things going on. It isn't just what I'm eating. It's what's playing inside my head. It's my sleep. It's my exercise. It's my everyday life. And when you have a group of people like we have in nutrition coaching, there's so many people out there that you can bounce ideas off of, get recipes. It's the reaching out. It's the accountability that I need. It's the showing up for me every day. It's the, hey, Nicole, this isn't working for me right now. Can we switch it up? Why is this happening? What do you think's going on? If I was doing this myself, I would be the same place I was 3 years ago before I reached out to you, Nicole. And I would probably even be heavier because I had to set boundaries with family because they were into going out to eat a lot. And finally, I'm like, nope, I can't do this. Look, I got to stop going out to eat. This is not good for me. And I did. I stopped. I don't go out to eat anymore. And when I do, I'm making a lot healthier choices than I would have years ago.
So you've made those healthy swaps where now it's just a part of what you do. You know how to make a smart choice when you eat out, but you know that in order to feel your best, you don't eat out most of the time. You're making something at home.
Correct. Yes. I eat and prep food more than I go out.
So Patty, I think one of the biggest things that people struggle with from my perspective as a coach is the failure component. You've been on this journey now for a hell of a long time. And I imagine, and have certainly witnessed a couple of times where you have failed. Something hasn't worked. Maybe you gained weight instead of lost it during one of your check-ins. Maybe something didn't go according to plan. Maybe you and I set an action step and because life was crazy stressful, it didn't happen. How do you keep going after that failure? Because that's why you're here today. That's why you've lost the weight. That's why you've been able to change your relationship with food is you don't view failure as the end of the road. You have now learned how to view failure as, what feedback can I collect from this experience so that I can become stronger and more resilient moving forward? What advice would you have for someone who can't get past the mess ups, the failures?
You just have to change your mindset. You just have to keep telling yourself that every day is not going to be 100%. That some days 40% is okay. And I really look at my clothes. It's not measured in whether you're gaining or whether I'm losing. It's how I feel. It's not, if I want to have French fries, I'm eating French fries. And my next meal is a different opportunity to make better choices than the meal before that I messed up in. So I have trained myself that tomorrow is another day. Next week's another week. I just have to keep doing what I'm doing, whether I mess up or not. It's not about how much weight I lose or how many inches I lose. I really gauge it on my clothes. You just got to keep plugging away at it. Keep thinking positive. Keep those positive affirmations in your head. Like, I am good. I can do this. I love myself. That's the biggest thing I had to do. And that I did looking in the mirror. I would look in the mirror every day and say, I love myself. I am worth it.
I think that's so hard for people to do though, Patty. How did you get from a place where you didn't like yourself and you didn't want to look in the mirror to the place now?
Well, it was a long time that I avoided the mirror, but I just did it. I just kept practicing and practicing and practicing. And then as you start to see results, you're like, damn, I do look good. And you just keep doing it and you have to get into the habit of it. It's kind of like saying no to people. In order for me to do that and to even help with my boundaries to say no to people and feel comfortable about it, I did that in the mirror too. I looked in the mirror and I kept saying no, no, no. I just did it day in, day out. That became a habit for me, looking in the mirror and keep saying, I love myself. And I still do it today. And I'll be looking in the bathroom mirror and I'll be like, damn, I look good.
Basically, you're putting in the reps with your mindset, right? You're growing your brain muscle by practicing every single day, changing that story. Because the script you were telling yourself is, I'm not good enough. I'll never get this. I'm going to be a statistic. I'm just going to be a yo-yo dieter for the rest of my life. I hate my body. And whether or not you practice positive affirmations, you're affirming the negative, whether or not you want to acknowledge it. And you decided, this isn't working for me. I have to stare myself straight in the face and say that I am worthy and I am good enough and I am doing this. But I hear you saying it didn't happen overnight and it was something that you continued to practice, but you had to practice over and over and over again until you started to rewrite that story.
Yeah, it's not, it's just like any other habit. It really, it's hard. It's hard when you start out and you try and build yourself up and change your thought pattern. And that's what it is. You got to keep telling yourself like a record, like how the bad stuff plays in your head. You got to try and change that bad stuff to good stuff. And you just have to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking to yourself. If it's working, girlfriend, I'm doing something right.
Find what works and stick with it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So Patty, very clearly you have found what works for you and you are committed to it each and every day. And you and I both know that this journey is very individual. You and I are on a mission together to find what works best for you and your body. And we're not even considering anybody else in their bodies. But if someone were to ask you, wow, Patty, 115 pounds, what were the most influential habits that helped you get there? What would you say?
I would say the consistent eating, the never giving up on me, and really personal training.
So when you say consistent eating, tell me, what does that mean for you? Just knowing what to eat at meals throughout the day?
Yes, just knowing and eating consistently and doing my meal preps consistently. Because until I started with you, Nicole, I wasn't consistent at anything. I was consistent at the Wendy's drive-thru.
Just being consistent with your practice. So even if you have an off day, just returning back to what you know works.
Correct. Yes. Just keep starting over just every day. Like wipe your slate clean every single day.
I love that. Patty, I think this is going to be so powerful for people listening, whether they want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, but you are proof that when you put your blinders on, stop caring so much about what everybody else is doing or what anybody else thinks, and you stay committed to what works for you each and every day, practicing your skill of consistency. Here you are. It works. And I have no doubt that the next goal you're going to crush is getting off those diabetic medications.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, working hard.
I know you are. You definitely are. You're putting in the work. Patty, any closing thoughts that you would want to share with someone who maybe was struggling like you were a couple of years ago? What did that version of Patty need to hear?
Love yourself, forgive yourself for whatever has happened in the past, move forward, get accountability, grow stronger in your good habits, and just keep living every day like it's a new day.
I have nothing to add to that. That's great. Live every day like it's a new day, and I will second get accountability. That is so, so powerful. Patty, thank you so much for sharing a little piece of your big, 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 powerful journey. It has been my pleasure being able to serve you as your coach, and I look forward to the future goals that you are going to meet and exceed.
Thank you, coach, and I'm glad you're on my team.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.